Marion in a Moment with Grant Powell.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment. Blanche Bates of Marion knew some of the history hidden in the bosom of the land, which she sold to Cashaway Lumber Company. She knew of a blockhouse that had been erected thereon to protect white settlers from Indians antagonized by British influence during the War of 1812. She asserted that there were 25 graves on the site, those of 17 soldiers and 8 other persons. A county history written in 1883 by Leggett, Conway, and Company substantiates her account. This long unmarked cemetery, the Blockhouse Cemetery, in Greencamp Township is believed to be the first cemetery in Greencamp Township and the second oldest in Marion County. Arminius Ashbaugh, a pioneer, laid out the cemetery. He buried his daughter, Sophia Ann, about 2 years old, there. Her grave is the only one to have had a tombstone. Fragments of that tombstone have been unearthed. In 1932, the Works Progress Administration surveyed and platted the cemetery as part of a project to document abandoned veterans' graves. They called it the Blockhouse Cemetery. However, excavators made an unexpected discovery of a previously unknown burial. The bones of 3 prehistoric Indians were unearthed. Excavation was stopped until the bones could be examined. According to Raymond S. Baby, curator of archaeology for the Ohio Historical Society, the bones have the characteristics of prehistoric Indians. In his judgment, the bones could be 1,200 or more years old, or perhaps from an even earlier archaic time. He discounted the idea that they could be Hopewell Indian remains, who are believed to have lived in southern Ohio from about 200 BC to 1200 AD, as the Hopewells have not been found to have inhabited areas north of Worthington. The remains were found under about 3 feet of clay and sandy earth in a circular burial pattern. The knees were folded up and the hands flexed to the face, and the bodies had been interred in a shallow hole, giving the appearance of a hasty burial. Such burial styles are characteristic of prehistoric Indians, but could also be those of earlier archaic tribes who also used flexed burials. Marion County Coroner Dr. Robert Gray said the woman's age was about 21 years. Apparently, she had met a violent death from an arrow shot through her hip. Part of the arrowhead was found in her hip. Mr. Baby said that the man was over 40 years old at the time of his death. Judging by pronounced lipping of the spinal bone, he stated that the male had suffered from chronic arthritis. Only fragments of bones from an Indian child were recovered from the site. Blockhouse Cemetery is located several hundred feet northeast of the intersection of State Routes 739 and 203, approximately 2 miles northeast of Greencamp. Cemeteries in Marion County hold interesting stories, but those others will have to be told later. Who knows what other skeletons, either literally or figuratively speaking, remain to be unearthed in the history of our area. This has been Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment.
Joining us this morning is Jody Cooper from the Marion Public Library.
It's not too late to participate in the summer reading program at Marion Public Library. Summer reading runs through July 31st, and there are activities and prizes for readers of all ages. This year, our theme is Unearth a Story, which focuses on dinosaurs and paleontology, and we invite readers of all ages to dig into books, discover new adventures, and keep learning all summer long. Next week, we will welcome a real paleontologist, Dale Genevieve on July 22nd at 5:30 p.m. to talk about what the Jurassic Park movies got right and what they embellished. This program is intended for adults and teens. We're also continuing to celebrate America's 250th anniversary with historical-themed programs all year long. Later this week, on Friday, July 17th at 1:30, we have a program for adults focusing on Ohio's First Ladies. We'll welcome Stephanie Bonek, Director of Education and Curatorial Services at the National First Ladies Library and Museum, who will share with us a unique perspective on the First Ladies from Ohio, including Florence Harding. Next week, we will have a very exciting program for kids and families. New York Times best-selling author James Ponti will be at the library for two programs. James Ponti writes mysteries for middle grade readers, including the Sherlock Society. And at 2 p.m., James will have a story writing workshop for kids and teens ages 10 and up. Young writers will learn about basic story elements and use collaborative activities and tools to create a collaborative story together. Space is limited and registration is required, so please call the library to register. Then later that evening, join us for a free program with James Ponti, where he will present on how he became an author, his research for his historical treasure hunting and journalism plotlines, and how kids can grow to be writers. With a book signing to follow, and copies of the Sherlock Society will be given out to kids who attend this event while supplies last. Doors open at 5:30, program is from 6 to 7, and a book signing will be at 7 o'clock. This James Ponti author event was made possible through Let's Read 20 and a grant from the Marion Community Foundation. You can learn more about summer reading and the James Ponti event by visiting our website, marionlibrary.org, and following us on social media. We can't wait to see you at the library.
The Second Cup continues in a moment with Tom Kennedy and the weather.
The Exploratorium Children's Museum of Marion is holding their Celebration of America on July 18th. The OHIO, What a Celebration birthday block party, is set from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 18th at the Exploratorium, 244 South Main Street, Marion. Admission is free. We'll have music by Gabriel Michael, balloon art by Cooper & Company Balloons, games, and more. Coffee and Crumb Cafe will have box lunches for $6 each. This event is part of the America 250 Marion Celebration. Funding provided through the Marion Community Foundation in partnership with the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
The Mid-Ohio Antique Farm Machinery Show is coming up July 24, 25, and the 26th at the Ridgewood Independent Fairgrounds. Featuring international harvester tractors and equipment, the event is free and open to the public. It'll feature a car show, crafts, flea market, garden tractor pulls and tractor pulls, and a Saturday morning breakfast. More information can be found on Facebook, the Mid-Ohio Antique Farm Machinery Show, July 24th through the 26th at the Ridgewood Fairgrounds. Good morning. Your second cup forecast on WZMO. Partly sunny skies today, an afternoon high of 89. It'll feel like 95. Through the afternoon and into the first part of the overnight, it's likely we will have rain. Thunderstorms may accompany that. Some could be severe. Our overnight temperature dropping to 66. On Sunday, sunny and a high of 80. Monday calls for mostly sunny and 84. That's your second cup forecast from WZMO.
Amber Cronin with the Adam H. Board.
Hi everyone, it's Amber Cronin, Outreach Manager for the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Adam Board. Summer is a season many of us look forward to. Vacations, cookouts, community events, and spending time with family and friends. But while summer can be a time to relax and recharge, it's also important to remember to take care of your mental health. The change in routine that comes with summer can be refreshing, but it can also bring added stress. Busy schedules, childcare, travel, financial pressures, or simply trying to keep up with everything can take a toll on our mental well-being. Taking care of your mental health doesn't have to be complicated. Simple habits like getting enough sleep, staying physically active, eating nutritious meals, and taking time to relax can make a big difference. Summer is also a great opportunity to reconnect with others. Whether it's attending a local event, spending time with family, or simply checking in on a friend or neighbor, staying connected helps support both your mental and emotional well-being. A simple conversation can brighten someone's day, and sometimes asking, "How are you really doing?" can open the door for someone who needs support. Everyone experiences stress from time to time, but if feelings of anxiety, sadness, or being overwhelmed begin to interfere with your daily life, know that it's okay to ask for help. Reaching out is a sign of strength, and support is available. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline anytime, day or night. Trained counselors are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide confidential support. As you enjoy everything summer has to offer, remember to make your mental health a priority. Take time to care for yourself, stay connected with those around you, and don't hesitate to reach out if you need support. This is Amber Cronin with the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Atom Board. Thanks for tuning into the Second Cup News Magazine. And remember, help is here, hope is real, and no one has to face life's challenges alone.
Morgan Schwartz with the Palace Theater joins us today on The Second Cup.
Good morning from all of us at the Marion Palace Theater. This is Morgan Schwartz with an update on coming events. Join us for a classic afternoon at the movies with Cool Hand Luke, showing Saturday, July 25th at 2 p.m. as part of Ohio Goes to the Movies. Starring the legendary Paul Newman, this Academy Award-winning classic follows the unforgettable story of Luke Jackson, a man whose determination and independent spirit inspire everyone around him. Featuring memorable performances, iconic scenes, and one of the most famous lines in movie history, Cool Hand Luke remains one of America's greatest films. Best of all, admission is completely free, thanks to Ohio Goes to the Movies. Doors open at 1:15 p.m., so come early and enjoy this cinematic classic on the Palace's historic big screen. While you're here, be sure to stop by the concession room, enjoy popcorn, soda, water, and candy for only $4 each. For more information, visit marionpalace.org or give us a call at 740-383-2101. Spend your Saturday with a true Hollywood classic at the Marion Palace Theater. We'll see you at the movies.
Here's the last word of our show today with Tom Kennedy.
By Friday afternoon, I just had to get laundry done. It's not that I procrastinate. I hang my laundry out on the line to dry through the summer. I say to friends it's to help save electricity, my clothes smell fresher, yada yada yada. It's really just because I'm cheap and don't want to pay the electric bill. So, in the middle of the wildfire haze, out I went with my laundry. Now, first, we're back to blaming Canada for all this smoke, when in fact, a lot of it is coming from Minnesota. I feel bad enough for what this country is doing to Canada. I'm not putting any more blame where it needn't completely go. The clothes have dried. If, while you're out and about next week, and pass someone that smells like a Boy Scout campfire, that would be me. Stop and say hi. That's my last word. and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.